Gemara says, "Maimon from Rav that Hayotu betzitzas she'ena mitzieses kihilchas chayev chatas." And the Rambam, when he quotes this halacha, he says that you can avatalas mitzieses kihilchas mutulatzes ben bayom ben balayla she'en hatzitzas hagmu v'masui ela havehi minoyer habeged umirachsisav kama ha'im v'kiyotzeba. So the Rambam is of the opinion that you can wear tzitzis both bayom balayla, even though there's no tzitzis balayla. However, the Rif in the Tshuva says, Paskins, that it's also to wear, to go out with the beged of tzitzis balayla, because it's only in the day that it's mutter, because of the mitzvah tzitzis. But balayla, there's no mitzvah tzitzis, and therefore it would be us to go into Rosh Hashanah with tzitzis, or talis mitzvietzis. So the Rav explained that the machlokes between the Rambam and the Rif is that the Rif thinks that which makes the tzitzis is because through the mitzvah it becomes part of the beged, because the matzah is the mitzvah, because there's a mitzvah of not only wearing tzitzis but the beged as well. To be lovish but tzitzis means to be lovish with a beged. So, and it's the mitzvah, therefore that's matter. However, the Rambam in the tshuva disagrees. The Rambam in Per Hador, and he says, quoting the Rambam, "I'm not only di chazili the muto latzes balayla latzes betzitzis balayla v'chein yochel lekach al rosho o al tzavaro." Uldaiti im hatzitzis masa eich nuchal hatiru mishum mitzvah latzis b'shabas afilu b'atifa dolo asi ase de mitzvah tzitzis v'dochi shabashi losa sheyesh boskila. So you see, the Rambam holds that it's not because of the mitzvah that's a matter, because the Rambam, if it's a mitzvah can't be matter nisa koras to go b'shus harabim. So the reason it's mut is because it's considered noy habeged. So it becomes, it's noy habeged, it's not the mitzvah. And even if you're not lovish, even if you would be korach al tzavara, the Ram says it would be mutter. However, the Rif thinks that the thing that makes it reason it's mutter to carry is because of the mitzvah. And therefore, if you would carry, to tie the beged around your, as a scarf around your shoulders or around your neck, that would be, you wouldn't be yotze, that would be a masui. Because that which is matir is the mitzvah, and schal Hashem beg, schal, because the tzitzis, the mitzvah relates not only to the tzitzis themselves, the seers of tzitzis, but also to the levisha of the beged, and therefore it's the mitzvah that's matir. It's interesting to note that Reb Chaim's minog was not to wear to go out with Shusharam at talis cotton. Indeed, Reb Chaim did not wear talis cotton on Shabbos. And the reason, maybe one of two reasons, either because, this I heard once from Rabbi Soloveitchik, that maybe because he was choshish for the Shitas HaRavid, excuse me, the Shitas HaBaal HaMor, that the Baal HaMor felt like Rabbi Huda, that the Techeles is Ma'akev the Lovan, and since we don't have Techeles nowadays, where you're not yotze the mitzvah, according to that opinion. As a matter of fact, I think it's Ramban asking the Baal Moim, Kain Heyed al Atzma Shal Olam Lo Lovas Tzitzis. So maybe it's because the Tcheles is Ma'akev, then there's no mitzvah at all. Even then it would be even Bechol. There may be another reason. The Rav was Medayik in the Lashon of the Rambam. When the Rambam says, she says, Ein Hat Tzitzis HaGemura, the Lashon Gemura, that's not a Masoi, that maybe that the Rambam meant, a complete tzitzis, means even with tcheles. But now that we don't have tcheles, so that's not, even though it's not ma'akev es alav, it's not considered mitzuyeses kilchosa, and therefore, even according to the Rambam, that you can't wear it, shusaram nowadays. Though from the tshuva in the Rambam is mashmanata, because it was a tshuva halachal ma'is bismano, and they didn't have tcheles, even bismanazeh. But that was Reb Chaim's minhag, not to wear talis cotton on Shabbos.